Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Victoria Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Victoria Anderson is a 27-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3/29/22. Apparently she was in her training period and was being taught how to get out of restraints. Period. A co-worker was holding onto her thumb very strongly. Period. Ms. Anderson pulled her thumb out and 2 days later noticed pain and swelling. Period. She went to urgent care and then was seen at Cooper Orthopedics. Period. She had further evaluation, including an MRI, that she reports showed a torn ligament. Period. She underwent surgery to repair the ulnar collateral ligament in July of 2022, but has completed her course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she was seen at Cooper Orthopedics on 4/13/22. Period. She was evaluated by Dr. Ramirez. Period. He noted she had been seen the previous day by Dr. Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T, who diagnosed her with a left thumb sprain and placed her on a thumb spiker cast. Period. She presented on this visit because her cast was very loose and causing more pain. Period. Was thus removed. Period. A thumb spiker fiberglass cast was applied and molded to stabilize the fracture. Period. They noted a history of craniotomy, injections to the lumbar cervical spine, and paravertebral musculature. Period. She continued to be seen here through 4/29/22. At that visit, her diagnosis was left thumb, MCPJ sprain, status post-casting. Period. Exam found she was able to flex and extend all fingers of the DIP and PIP. Period. She was able to retropulse the thumb and abduct all fingers against resistance. Period. She then participated in occupational therapy on the dates described. Period. We are not in receipt of the report of her MRI or surgery. Period. Physical exam. Inspection revealed healed linear surgical scarring on the ulnar aspect of the left thumb, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. And then normal through, there was mild tenders to stress applied to the left thumb ulnar collateral ligament, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal, spine, cervical, normal. She's getting physical therapy in, on her neck for the motor vehicle accident as well. Period. With hand dynamometry, the device pressed directly upon her surgical site when she made a fist. Period. This prevented her from participating fully in left hand grasp. Period. Impressions on 3/29/22. Victoria Anderson reportedly injured her left thumb at work while in training. Period. A co-worker was holding onto her thumb very tightly, and Ms. Anderson pulled it out to get out of the grip. Period. 2 days later, she felt symptoms and went to the urgent care. Period. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Ramirez beginning 4/13/22. Period. She was placed in a cast / thumb spike of splint. Period. She participated in occupational therapy beginning 5/9/22. Period. She evidently underwent an MRI and then surgery. Period. We have not received either of those reports. Period. She has completed a course of active treatment. Period. She admits to having occupational therapy both before and after her surgery. Period. She's on multiple medications for a a variety of personal medical conditions, period. These include motor vehicle accident injuries from 2019. Period. She recently underwent nerve ablation on the upper back for this, period. New paragraph, the current exam found 4-inch motion of the left thumb, wrist, and remaining fingers without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. She had good grip strength by manual muscle testing, but somewhat reduced during hand dynamometry for the reasons stated above. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left thumb. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of an ulnar collateral ligament strain slash tear repaired surgically with an excellent clinical result. Period. And